You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze now in Chicago. I think if you're a Bears fan, you got to feel pretty, pretty good about things. Not that they're going to win the Super Bowl. They might. Probably not, but they could. At least they're exciting now. It kind of feels like the Bears have moved, like, kicking and screaming, have finally moved into the modern era of professional football following last night's NFL draft. We will get into the NFL draft with great guests as we move along. Dave Wanstead and Brian Baldinger. Noops, Alex Christensen joins us next hour to talk the NBA. Ken and I will get into all things NBA off of last night, including the Nuggets moving one game away from advancing to the Western Conference semifinals, and my Knicks going down to the Philadelphia 76ers, a 50-burger from Joel Embiid, and also he tried to injure a lot of players on my favorite team. We'll get to that as we move along, and the National Hockey League as well.
And also is dealing with Bell's palsy. Can you imagine these three outcomes from the same game last night?
I have 50.
It's like love him, hate him, feel bad for him. It's like these three outcomes of the same game.
It's so funny because, like, I'm a Knicks fan, and, like, I guess I should hate him after last night. I don't think, like, he, like, was trying to hurt Mitchell Robinson. Like, I genuinely don't think that, but it's also...
I think he's petulant.
It's also...
I think that's what it was.
It's a really dirty... But I believe him when he says after the game that, like, Rob, I'm laying there, and Robinson goes up in the air, and I'm thinking about, like, what happened with me and Jonathan Kuminga. Like,
and why
I believe
is he laying
that.
There? And why is he laying? Oh, because he flops. Oh, got it.
Because he did flop. And it's so funny when you watch the replay of it. You watch it and you think, there, like,
shot
like,
out of
no
a cannon.
One, like, no one, and also, like, no one that much smaller than him should ever be able to hit him like that and have him fall the way that he did. It's, like, actually bends the rules of physics. Like, should not happen. But, like, I believe that. Also, it was a dirty play, and he should have been ejected for it. But then, like, you watch his post-game. Like, watch the press conference, and they talk to the Bell's palsy stuff. And I think I'm supposed to hate him as a Knicks fan. I like him. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
I'm, like, angry watching the game. He's awesome.
He's cool. Yeah, he's cool.
He is very
cool. He definitely has that quality. He's an incredibly cool person. Yeah. Like, you there's a party that's just like, man, just because he's so different, right? And it's just like, man, that guy's really cool. Also, yeah, like, how does he know? I mean, like, I know how he doesn't get ejected. God, can you imagine if he got ejected after the first two games, they file the grievance and he gets ejected?
Well, honestly, that's like, smart. Like, he probably knew, like, I can get away with almost anything here.
Yeah. It's like I mean, any other player does that. It's a flagrant, too. It, like, has to be. It's, like, not even remotely close to a basketball
player. I mean, Draymond Green like, goes to Guantanamo Bay if he does that.
Yeah. Yes. Or it goes to, like, whatever, like, the secret one is that isn't even Guantanamo Bay that they don't even tell us about.
Like the prison the prison underneath, like, Augusta National, where you get sent if you just yell, get in the hole at Jack Nicklaus.
Like, I'm down there, like, 20 years later, like, Draymond, is that you? I'd be like, who are you? I'd be like, I yelled mashed potatoes at Jack Nicklaus. I said, you can do it, Jack.
So that's Jackie. How funny is that? Like, I'm legitimately, like, I'm so angry as the game's going on, and then after the game, like, I'm listening to him, just like I can't help but really, really like this guy, and I do feel bad for him. I do feel until they eliminate us, if that happens, in which case I'll hate him and I'll root for whoever plays them in the next round. But for now, I just, like, I can't help myself. Like, I do like Joel Embiid, and, like, Bell's palsy is nothing to screw with. I remember when I was 15. I think it was right before WrestleMania 15, Jim Ross had Bell's palsy, and like didn't end up announcing, and Michael Cole ended up announcing like before Michael Cole became Michael Cole, and JR's like half of his face was paralyzed for a long. There's like nothing to, like to trifle with. So like we can talk about like Embiid and the dirty plays, and we'll talk about the game. But like in all seriousness, like that's really nothing to joke about. We can get to that a little later in the show. The Lakers and the Nuggets, maybe spend, you know, like somewhere in the range of 3 to 6 seconds on Orlando beating the Cavs by a billion. Although I do have a good angle for Game 4, I think, with the Magic and the Cavs. But
I almost got that under a little again, more. Too. I missed a bad possession.
Oh, my God. Just absolutely pound the under in the next game. Absolutely.
I know. I thought I had that one, too, though. Yeah.
That's okay. Like, listen, Cavs said after the game, like, our physicality did not match theirs going back to Orlando.
Yeah,
so now, like, we know in the next game that we need to ramp it up. So I think you get, like, an 89-87 game in Game 4.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, I mean, the 2-0s, like, I mean, it didn't all overlap. Like the Knicks covered the first half, even though the Sixers covered the game. So you had, like, 2 out of 3 full game 2-0, a team's down 2-0 covered. And then 2 out of 3 first half teams covered. But it wasn't the same two teams in all the situations. So, and it was Orlando for the whole thing. It was just the whole deal was Orlando. But half game, quarters, 2 minute increments. That was they put the score up while I was watching the Knicks game when I was going back and forth, and I was just like, yeah, I think I'm done flipping back and forth. I'm good. I'm gonna stick on the Knicks game. Like I was like, what is it again? 80-58? Yeah, I think I'm good. I don't think I'm going back anymore. I think I'm good on that one.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, we'll talk about more about the NBA a little later in the show, but there's a lot that we can get to in the NFL. We don't necessarily have to go pick by pick because it'll take us the whole 4 hours, and we got other sports that we have to get into and other stuff we have to do. So why don't we start with the Bears, and we can hit some of like the big things that happened in the first round. We'll talk about the Giants for a couple minutes, just how like I think they're going to be a train wreck this season. But we'll start with Chicago, Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, after getting Keenan Allen earlier in the offseason and signing DeAndre Swift. And look, the Swift contract's terrible. But he's still going to, like, play and be halfway decent. Like, the contract can be bad, but the player's still pretty decent when he plays. And then when he doesn't, like, another running back will play and play pretty decent because that's how it goes. And Gerald Everett as well. Like, Caleb Williams, I don't think it's hyperbole when people say it might be the best situation a number one pick has ever walked into, or at least, like, in the on the short list. It really is. It's something else. And Odunze, pretty awesome. Win total for the Bears, with Matt Eberflus back as head coach, is 8.5. Ken, give me your thoughts on the Chicago Bears here, the day after night one of the NFL draft.
Yeah, they're going to be one of the most interesting teams to talk about as we get to the start of the season from a betting standpoint, because like there are teams with low win totals that picked early last night too. There are teams with low win totals that feel like they have no upside, and there are teams with low win totals that do. I think Washington's got like a pretty good amount of upside, and we'll see how Daniels plays. But like, there are teams with bad win totals, and we think they're going to be bad. We know who like the really good teams are, like the likelihood that the Niners or the Chiefs or the Ravens are bad next year's play. And then you've got all of these teams like 7.5, 8, 8.5, 9, 9.5, all these teams in the middle, and some of them seem like they have more upside than others because of like unknowns. And so I can give you an opinion on like, hey, like, here's what I think the Bears are going to be, or, you know, here's just like kind of how I see this going, but it would be so much more of a guess than with every other team, right? Because it's, you know, we do this exercise, coach, and this is like something I've done for like a couple of years. I like things that are simple that people that listen to the show can like totally get and apply and like think about this way. So like coach, quarterback, win total, like, does this make sense? So it's like, all right, like, you know, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, 11.5. Got it. Like, no problem. Like, no problem. Lamar just won MVP. Like, no problem at all. Like, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, 10.5. Like, I don't care how many guys they trade. Great. 10, 10.5. No problem. And it's, you get to this one, you go all the way down if you want to go in whatever alphabetical order or by win total. And you're like, all right, Caleb Williams, Matt Eberflus, 8.5.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I think, like, you could talk yourself into that it's wildly wrong both ways, like, depending on how you feel about that pairing. I'm always going to be more like, I'm pretty negative towards Matt Eberflus. I had the Bears win total under aggressively last year. I don't think he's particularly good, and now you throw him Caleb and a lot of talent, and that's great, and they should be better, but the market also expects them to be better. This win total's higher than it was last year, and the division's probably better, because now we know Jordan Love's really good, and we'll see what Minnesota does, but, like, you know, it's they have the kind of the same...
They're not going to be an embarrassment. Yeah, right. Minnesota's not going to be an embarrassment. There's no way.
It would seem less likely they're going to start, like, 9 quarterbacks like they did last year than they will this year, just because out of sheer randomness, and, like, usually you don't start that many quarterbacks. So I get to this number, and I'm just more inclined to go under, like, if you had to make me pick, just because I... Like, now that Caleb's there, I'm supposed to be like, yeah, you know that Matt Eberflus guy? Like, he's actually pretty good. He's actually pretty awesome. I want to buy him. I want to buy stock in him. I don't want to buy stock in him. Caleb might be really good, and maybe that determines the number. But, you know, like, Eberflus and a rookie quarterback, no matter how talented, an 8.5, just intuitively seems a little bit too high to me. And so I don't know if I'm going to bet the under when we get closer to the start of the season. This is months and months and months away from happening. But my first thought would just be that pairing and that number, especially in that division, just seems like a little bit too high. And it doesn't mean they can't overperform. But that was my first thought.
Nick and Ken here on You Better. You Bet, breaking down the NFL draft on a phenomenal Football Friday. I think the other thing that I consider with Chicago heading into the season, you know, the hype around this team and the hype around Caleb Williams is going to be at such a fever pitch that the expectation, I think, and this is not to criticize, like, Chicago sports fans, it would be worse in New York, like, where I'm from. So just saying that, like, it's not, I'm not banging on Chicago, but I think that if things are going south early for Caleb Williams, which I think is to be expected, also, like, the betting market isn't expecting them to go 12-5, I think it's they're going to be a little tough on him. Like, I don't know if he's going to get booed at games, but I don't know, like, how smooth this is going to be with the way that Caleb handled some of the losses at USC. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. I think he's going to be really good. I wish my favorite team had him. Just, like, something to think about here with the expectations are going to be out of control for the Bears. I said this a while ago, and I'll hold to this as we approach the start of the season. I think they're going to be a really chic team, like, pick team to make the playoffs, to do, like, great things this season. And I think the hype around Caleb Williams, it will only intensify as we approach the start of the season. We can quickly jump, Ken, to two. And I'd like to pair two.
Before we go
to
two, can I pair Chicago with something before you go to two?
Yeah.
I do think it's a little interesting. And you mentioned, like, the Bears additions in the offseason, but I would just, like, push against that with, like, their coach's history and, like, who we think he is. And I think you come up with a question mark there a little bit. Is it interesting to you at all that the Bears and the Vikings are so separated in terms of how they're viewed by the betting market to win the division this year, when they're both starting rookie quarterbacks probably, and the Vikings have 70 billion times better coaching. And, like, yet the Vikings are like, nah. And the Bears, it's like, yeah, chic pick. Like, they can do it. Be like, well, we actually don't know anything about either quarterback, and the success rate on these is very low. But, like, if I had to pick someone to be successful, I'll take whatever's priced the longest, especially given that, like, Minnesota's not totally devoid of talent. They got a ton of offensive talent. How about the situation McCarthy's going to walk into with O'Connell as a coach? The guy coached Josh Dobbs, like, off a spaceship to wins in some games. I mean, just, like, really ridiculous stuff. You look and you go like, oh, 3-350 on the Bears, 7-58-1 on the Vikings. And look, like, I think Detroit's going to win the division a ton of the time. This isn't like the Vikings are winning the division. Even just
and if
like
Detroit
the
doesn't,
difference...
it's Green Bay, right? Anyway.
Right. But like the difference between those teams, Bears and Vikings, like, is that the biggest difference? And it'll be like, well, Caleb's this like generational prospect. So it'll be like, cool, like how many career NFL snaps have both quarterbacks played? Then like, I'm good on judging until we see anything. Like we know how this goes. We have, none of us are good at quarterback. Like, people that evaluate quarterbacks for a living are bad at this. And like, we're supposed to be like, well, Caleb, like, oh, great. So like all the people who are the best at it, they admit they like fail all the time, 90% of the time. And we're supposed to be like, no, I know. That's really dumb. Why would you ever think that? So I just like, my natural inclination here is like, they can be really good. Of course that's in the range. We've never seen him play an NFL game. Also, J.J. McCarthy could be really good, and we've never seen him play an NFL game. They're both totally unknown. And one unknown is priced way longer than the other one, despite the fact that both offenses have a bunch of talent.
Week 5, over under. J.J. McCarthy starts his first game for the Minnesota Vikings.
Under.
I think he should be a favorite to start week one. But I heard some people on some podcasts I was listening to this morning being like, yeah, he'll probably start midway through the season. Darnold will start. Like, I don't think so. I think McCarthy starts immediately. And Darnold's the backup. And yeah,
just,
honestly,
just opinion,
not a terrible
like,
situation.
I do too. Yeah, you think? Like, here's, like, the Bears got Adunze and they got, like, Keenan Allen. Great. Here's Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson, like, in a dome.
And Aaron Jones.
Yeah. Like, here's, like, rats. Wish I had Chicago's offense. They're just both, like, that's my thing. It's not down on Chicago. It's just they're like, what's different about the two teams? Just the hype around who the rookie quarterback is. That's the only difference, right? And I would argue a known difference is that one coach is way better than the other coach, and it's the one that's priced longer.
Yeah, Minnesota 8-1 to win the division. Chicago plus 350. Bears win total 8.5. Yeah. Minnesota win total, by the way, 6.5, juice towards the over. And the Vikings, not just with J.J. McCarthy last night. And I think, like, you know, this is not, like, meant to be, like, Vikings are going to make the playoffs next year. But while we're on the subject, not just getting J.J. McCarthy, like, needing to, like, solve the quarterback problem that they have. I thought a really nice job also trading up a little bit with the second first-round pick to acquire Dallas Turner. And, like, maybe all these defensive players are mid, and maybe they all stink, and they were all pushed down because they're not very good. Like, I was the first, it felt good.
Yeah, you don't go mid very
often. Felt
good
saying
it. I think
that
was
good.
I've
never said it before.
I think that was a good one.
Right.
And they went mid first round, so it was like a little.
And they went
mid
first.
It
felt, I didn't like intend to say it, and then I did, and I was like, that felt smooth, like
maybe
felt natural to say that.
Yeah. Mid Minnesota?
All of a sudden now, Jonathan Grenard, Van Ginkel, Dallas Turner. If Turner's decent, like he doesn't even have to be like Lawrence Taylor, if he's pretty good, that's like a badass. Like rotational pass rush there with those three guys. I really liked what Minnesota did. Also like what Chicago did. But I think what Ken's saying makes a lot of sense. Minnesota v. Chicago. Is there a huge difference between those teams? On the other side, we just paired together two NFC North teams. We'll do the same with two teams from the NFC East. The Washington Commanders and my pathetic New York Football Giants.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL Network.